morning. Good morning, Chair Smith, members of the Commission, Director Answorth and Deputy Director Storr, Penny Becker from the Wildlife Diversity Division. As you'll remember, at last meeting, I was here with three of my staff members, Gary Wiles, Derek Stinson, and Joe Buchanan, to give you an update on some periodic status reviews for our state-listed species. Just as a reminder, so this is in response to WAC 232-12-297, which says that periodically we should update and provide recommendations to the Commission as to what is the appropriate classification of our state-listed species. So we're looking for whether those species need to be uplisted, downlisted, potentially delisted if they've met their recovery objectives, or no change in status, ask for a maintenance of their current classification. So today we're talking about those four species that Chair Smith queued up: the spotted owl, western gray squirrel, sage grouse, and snowy plover. And I'm just going to go through quickly, give you a refresher so you remember each species. And the status for northern spotted owl was presented by Joe Buchanan. As you remember, we're seeing declines in 7 of 11 study areas throughout the range in the west. Here in Washington, we're seeing the most dramatic declines. And the three study areas throughout Washington varied between about a 4% decline all the way up to about 8.5% decline. Therefore, we've asked for that species to retain its status as a state endangered species. For western gray squirrel, Gary Wiles presented that information for you. And as a reminder, this was a response to petition that we received from the public. And the timing on that one was very tricky for us because we're right in the middle of actually doing statewide surveys for this species that started last year. And so we have a lot of question marks as to what's happening, and we're going to take a couple more years for those statewide surveys to be complete, and we'll be able to come back to the Commission with some more detailed information. Based upon looking at some conservation measures in the South Puget Sound here, we think we may have some increases in this small population. However, we're looking at potential decreases in the other two populations due to things like wildfire and other habitat loss. So for that species, for the time being, we're also requesting that we maintain that threatened status for that species until we can know more. For greater sage grouse, Derek Stinson presented this information to you. And essentially, right now, we have about 1,000 birds in four relatively isolated populations in the state in the Columbia Basin, with the Douglas County population contributing pretty hugely to our overall state population. And the objectives for, just as a reminder, the objectives to downlist for that species were about 3,200 birds over a 10-year period maintained, and we're far away from that. So since we have not reached our objectives to downlist yet, and have not reached our criteria for uplisting, we're also asking to maintain this species as threatened and keep it protected. For snowy plovers, Derek Stinson also worked on this species and presented that one. And we're seeing a bit of a brighter picture for this species just in the last couple years. Some of our management efforts are really starting to pay off, and we're pretty excited about that. And so that declining trend has started to reverse, but it's still very early on. So with that being said, we really were hoping for a downlisting on that species to have at least 25 breeding pairs a year, and we're not quite there yet. We're very close, but not quite. So I expect when we come to you next time for this species, if everything continues the way it is, we'll be looking at a downlisting for this species, hopefully. So those are the four species that we covered. And any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, the commission received a letter from the Cattlemen's Association. Did you happen to see the letter?
Yes.
And as I recall, they are requesting the commission reject the recommendations with respect to the sage grouse and to the gray squirrel. And I'd like you to kind of address some of the issues that they raised in their letter.
Sure. So we also got a copy of that letter, and I had a nice discussion with Commissioner Holzmiller early in the week as well, because he expressed some concern from a constituent. First and foremost, it was clear to me from the letter that there was some discrepancy in understanding of what is the federal ESA and what is our state classification and protection process. So I think a lot of the concerns brought forward were very much about ESA listing. And in addition, some of the justification that they gave on the greater sage grouse for not to list them, those are arguments that were for the federal listing and how our sage grouse population fits into the bigger picture of the range-wide population. So while we may not be a distinct population of sage grouse here and have a sage grouse population that's distinct here in Washington, it's our only sage grouse population. So how it fits in the larger picture is a pretty different question than should we protect it here in our own state. Similar for western gray squirrel, both of those species, yes, can be found in other states, but really our state classification and protection is for our state alone to ensure that we are maintaining those species within our borders. That really was, to me, what I got the crux of a lot of their comments.
Thank you.
You okay with that?
Yeah, Penny, does the role of citizen science enter into any of this in terms of censusing and, you know, eyes in the...
Yeah, absolutely. I think Mr. Chair, Commissioner Thorburn could probably answer that for sage grouse better than I can. There's been a huge amount of citizen science work on sage grouse over the years, especially in our reintroduced population and tracking the success of that over time. In addition, we've got many years and working on expanding the ability for our citizen scientists to help us understand western gray squirrel populations. So this is a species that actually... Once the study design is known, it's very simple to lay out these hair tubes and to bait them with a walnut and to look for the hair that's indicative that a western gray squirrel has been there. So we've been working with different community and conservation organizations who are having volunteers do this work for us, as well as having our biologists recruit interested citizens to help us meet this need, because certainly there's a very large need for information on all these species.
Yeah, those stories are so important and I think so positive in both from an education role and also partnership and community outreach. So I know good news isn't always news, but I think things like that need to get as much visibility in the communities as possible.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with you, Mr. Chair. We've hired a new citizen science coordinator within Diversity Division who's been doing some pretty wonderful things and establishing many new citizen science projects as part of a conservation initiative for this biennium. So we're working on getting that information on our website for folks to be able to know that these opportunities are becoming available and that there's many different types of opportunities that they can plug into. So certainly working on expanding that program and making it known that these things are out there.
Yeah, maybe at some future point that new hire could come and talk to us about what that role is, because I think we might have some input as well.
Yeah.
I think it's a very important one, especially in these days of polarization. This is one of those unifiers. You know, it's a good story. Mm-hmm. It needs to be told.
Absolutely. We'd be happy to.
Commissioner Kehoe's question made me also wonder about the status of the CCAAs for the greater sage grouse. I too, you know, talking to producers, see this confusion between a federal ESA listing and the state status of the birds. It just seems like there's a lot of communication that needs to happen, and the CCAAs might help with that. So, yeah. Could you update us a little bit on the CCAAs for
Sure. Sage Grouse? Absolutely. Chair Smith, Commissioner Thorburn, we've been working really closely with a lot of the livestock producers with the Sage Grouse candidate conservation agreement with assurances. Since the federal listing decision came out, some of that pressure to work very, very quickly was relieved. But so we had gained a little bit more time to ensure that we're bringing forward a good product that all of those constituents are going to be happy with and they'll be interested in participating in. One of the tricky parts is a candidate conservation agreement with assurances is got certain constraints, right? We can only use that one tool to deal with certain components of sage-grouse conservation. And so it may not meet all of the needs of those constituents. So it's a bigger picture. And I think what the CCAAs for both Fisher and for sage-grouse are allowing us to do is to better develop those relationships with those different stakeholders. And then we can have the larger discussion and about all the issues that are related to that, such as I think in sage-grouse in particular, something like predator control might be something that they really have an interest in talking about more. That may not be something that the Fish and Wildlife Service would okay having in our CCAA, but we can certainly open up a broader discussion with them and the Fish and Wildlife Service to meet their needs. So.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? This is a decision, so looking for a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move to retain the northern spotted owl as endangered, the snowy plover as endangered, the western gray squirrel as threatened, and the greater sage grouse as threatened, as presented by department staff.
Thank you. Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
Great.
Dr. Becker. And all your little critters. With that,